Blog Talk Radio.
To the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beast, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Just know that He will do it, whatever it is. If you ask Him in faith, He'll grant it in grace. Hallelujah. We're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if he should give us a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into today's lesson. Hallelujah. Okay. Pastor Bill, are you available?
Yes, Pastor. God bless each and every one. And good afternoon. And the scripture I'd like to share coming from Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're coming in the name of Jesus, thanking you for all of your many blessings. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for the listeners and those that participate, those who are listening by internet. Father God, we're just giving you thanks, Father God, for your word. Looking forward, Father God, to just having your word to be in our hearts and hearing that word, and not only hearing the word, be a doer of the word also, Father God. Lord, just have your way in our lives and continue to be with our pastor, guiding, directing him.
Yes.
Let him
say
it by your spirit, Father God, as he teaches this word to the listeners, Father God. Lord, we just bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So we know that you're working things out for his good. Lord, have your way with each and everyone on this broadcast, Father God. Let us know that we can put our trust in you, not in the ways of the world, but we can trust in you, Father God, and you will give us perfect peace. Lord, we ask that you will be with all those that are sick and shut in, be with those who are bereaved, be with those who are going through, Father God, and be with those that have were affected by the hurricane, Father God, whatever country, state they're in, Father God. We know you're going to work things out for them as well. Lord, we just thanking you for this word today, Father God. Have your way, Father God, and open up our hearts and our mind to receive this word. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer.
God bless.
Well, hey, brother and sister, I'm excited, man. I'm excited about the Word of God, man, and what God doing. Yesterday we was at Amos, and for those that don't know what we're talking about, we're talking this week about really choosing the right path. You have several paths here. You can go the way God have designed it with the new covenant, or you can stick with the old covenant.
Mm.
For what reason? I have no idea why you choose to want to stick with the old covenant. And then Paul asked that same question too, and we may jump on that in a little while. But I wanted to go back to Amos, and really, Pastor read it out of the New Testament yesterday, right before we closed out, and I want her to read that again, and not the New Testament, out of the Messenger Bible.
Okay. Let me get that for you.
Amos
5. You're welcome, Pastor. Okay. Not the Amos. That's what she said. Yeah, Amos 5:25-27.
Where?
I'm sorry, Pastor.
Yeah, I was going to suggest we just start probably around about the 20th, 20th verse, and we want to read them all. Let's see if you would. Well, yesterday, what verse you read?
I read 25-27.
Okay.
But if you want, we can read 21-27.
Huh?
You want us to read 21-27?
Oh, yeah, that would work.
Okay. Okay.
Those that don't know, we're talking about sacrifice. God said he don't want these sacrifices. So just forget it. Stop all your, I'm making a special sacrifice, all this stuff. Stop it. Stop it. God doesn't want it. He's not interested.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that text me, I hope you got the answer yesterday. If you didn't, I wanted to make sure we started off today because I know we was a little long-winded yesterday. We was not really long-winded. We just stayed over, and we may do something today. If don't nobody see on here with Pastor, and I will. We'll make sure the Word of God goes. Okay, Pastor.
All right, from the Message Bible. Oh, you want it read from the Message Bible?
Huh?
Did you want it read from the Message Bible and the King James or just the Message Bible, Pastor?
Just the Messenger Bible.
Oh.
Well, yeah, you can read them from both of them. It's fine. For clarity, we'll read them from both of them.
Okay. Well, from the King James, verses 21 through 27. I despise your feast days and will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vows. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and chain your images, the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. Amen. And from the Message Bible, the subtitle says, Time to Face Hard Reality, Not Fantasy. In verses 21 through 27, I can't stand your religious meetings. I'm fed up with your conferences and conventions. I want nothing to do with your religion projects, your pretentious slogans and goals. I'm sick of your fundraising schemes, your public relations and image making. I've had all I can take, your noisy ego music. When was the last time you sang to me? Do you know what I want? I want justice, oceans of it. I want fairness, rivers of it. That's what I want. That's all I want. Didn't you, dear family of Israel, worship me faithfully for 40 years in the wilderness, bringing the sacrifices and offerings I commanded? How is it you stoop to dragging gimmicks, statues of your so-called rulers around, hauling the cheap images of all your star gods here and there? Since you like them so much, when I drive you into exile beyond Damascus, God's message, God of the angel armies. Amen.
You see, brothers and sisters, God was looking for somebody to do his will. He was tired of these religious people. He said, when I had y'all in the wilderness, in other words, you weren't in your church building. So you got to see the revelation in there. He said, when you was out there in the wilderness, wide open, everything was, and y'all worshiped me for 40 years, cried out and praised me. The moment you mess around here and built you a tabernacle, preacher.
Mm. Come on now.
The moment you mess around here and built you a tabernacle, you stop doing it my way. You stop doing what I asked you to do. You made your own God, your own images, and you call it the star of your God, which you made to yourself. You didn't make it for me. You didn't make it for God. He said, because of that now, I'm going to cause you to go into exile. I'm going to cause you to be in captivity. I'm going to cause you, because you did this. I like to kind of like put it this way. Because you're on your own now. You're doing your own thing. Because the day will come, and then Hebrews spells it out. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He have take away the first, that they may establish the second. Mm-hmm. By that which will we are sacrificed, sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ once and for all. Every priest stand daily ministering in the offering and oft time the same sacrifices which can never take away sin. But sister, God knew that. That's why he made Christ our sacrifice. He became everything we needed. But as long as they was in the wilderness, according to this scripture, they was praising God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For 40 years. Not until, and I wish y'all see this, man. I wish you could see it. I pray you see it. I'm believing, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now, I bind up anything that would hinder them from seeing it, from seeing this revelation.
Because
God asked, have ye offered unto me sacrifice and offering in the wilderness for 40 years, O house of Israel? He asked them a question.
Yeah. Amen.
But the moment you get your little building going on, the moment you get your little building going on, now you want to, you get carried away with this, that, and the third. You forgot about our agreement, our covenant. And God said, okay, well, since you want to operate like that, fine. Because I've already prepared me a body. And when he comes, he's going to demolish and abolish. Let me show y'all. Over there in Galatians 4. Is that where that's at? Remember, Galatians 4 and 21, I think. Galatians 4. Well, okay, we'll read the 21st verse. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? You don't know what you're doing.
Have mercy. And from the Message Bible, tell me now, you who become so enormed with the law, have you paid close attention to that law? Amen.
Yeah. They don't understand what Moses was teaching. And then he said, remember the scripture says Abraham had two sons. One was by a woman that was a slave or bond or whatever, and the other was a free.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Which one do you want?
All right.
See, because the natural or the woman that was conceived by the bond woman or the slave woman was conceived in a natural way. But the son of the free This woman was conceived through the promise made to Abraham. You want to operate in that area. You want to operate in that freedom, brothers and sisters. And the only way you can do that is to operate in Christ. Now, we'll go back to Hebrews 10, because that's where we was at. I wanted to go from, I think we were going from 11 to 15, but it says this. Then said, the ninth verse says this. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He take away the first, that he may establish the second, by the way which we will are sacrificed through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin ever, sat down on the right hand of God, from whence expecteth till his enemy be made his footstool. For by one offering he had perfect for every them that I'm having. Ever them, they are sacrificed. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sin and iniquity will I remember no more. Now, where remission there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which have consecrated for us through the veil, that it is to say his flesh. The 20th verse. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, when he said you don't want sacrifices and offerings, he was referring to practicing according to the old plan. When he added, I'm here to do it your way, he set aside the first in order to enact the new plan, God's way, by which we are made fit for God by the once for all sacrifices of Jesus. Every priest goes to work at the altar each day, offering the same old sacrifices year in, year out, and never makes a dent in the sin problem. As a priest, Christ made a single sacrifice for sins, and that was it. Then he sat down right beside God. Then he sat down right beside God and waited for his enemies to cave in. It was a perfect sacrifice by a perfect person to perfect some very imperfect people. By that single offering, he did everything that needed to be done for everyone who take part in the purifying process. The Holy Spirit confirms this. The new plan I'm making with Israel isn't going to be written on paper, isn't going to be chiseled in stone. This time, I'm writing out the plan in them, carving it on the lining of their hearts. He concludes, I'll forever wipe the slate clean of their sins. Once sins are taken care of for good, there's no longer any need to offer sacrifices for them. So friends, we can now, without hesitation, walk right up to God into the holy place. Jesus has cleared the way by the blood of his sacrifice, acting as our priest before God. The curtain into God's presence is his body. Amen.
I pray y'all hear this with your spirit, man. First of all, understand, brothers and sisters, God say, okay, I'm doing away with the old covenant. You got to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means? See, what that mean? What do that mean? You need to ask yourself over and over. So what you mean you're doing away with the old covenant? Well, let me see what was in the old covenant. Well, you had the priesthood. Amen.
Yes.
So you doing away with that? Yeah, I'm doing away with the way y'all were doing it. You know how y'all had to bring blood of a lamb or whatever, and you had to go and give it to the priest, give it to that? He said, I'm doing away with that. Out of here.
Yeah.
Why we can't see that? You know that temple stuff y'all were doing? Boom, I'm doing away with it. You know how you had to come to the temple once a year? Boom, you don't have to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
See, people don't want the truth.
Hammers.
They don't want the truth. So Paul is explaining, the writer of the book of Hebrews is explaining, because he's an Israelite. You have to be an Israelite to have this kind of knowledge. I'll tell you this right off. You have to be somebody who's been walking with God deliberately.
All right.
You know, you ain't somebody who, you know, this somebody who knew a little something about God, okay? A little something.
All right.
Knew something about his mercy. Knew something about his covenant.
Yeah.
And somebody knew about the covenant right.
That's right.
Believe me, this is somebody who understood the Mosaic law, somebody that understood their place in history. But long story short, I won't go there today. But I will tell you this, brothers and sisters. Somebody knew that Christ was a better covenant. He was better than Aaron. He was better than a Moses. His calling was a heavenly calling.
Yes.
Moses' calling was an earthly calling. His high priest of our profession, he's the high priest of our profession. That could never be the for Moses. Christ is building his own house. That's what I want y'all to see. Christ is building his own house. Versus Moses' house. You know, Moses did not build his house. Israel did it.
All right.
Yeah. But Christ building a spiritual house. Now, I know some of y'all wonder how I know this stuff. Well, it's right in the book of Hebrew. I mean, you start, you'll start with the first chapter. Really, we just may have to do a real serious study for the book of Hebrews. So you'll know these Israelites, who they were. I mean, this is going to be a blessing to you to have this knowledge, to know that you're operating on a better plan, brothers and sisters. It's a better plan.
Yes.
See, that's why his was better than Joshua. It's he was a better priest. Jesus Christ was God's only begotten son. He was not a descendant of an early high priest. That's not what he was.
All right.
He went right into heaven and started ministering. These other priests couldn't do that.
Amen.
I'll tell you something else. Remember, this plan was better because Jesus was sinless. He lived forever to help the time of us who's in need. He lived forever. Matter of fact, the Bible says he was taken from among us who ordained by God. There was no other priest ordained by God. Jesus Christ was. And then it says that he was after the same order of Melchizedek.
Christ is the
he is the author of eternal salvation. No one else could get on the merely thing. The only thing they could merely do was cover the sins, brothers and sisters. But Christ better. I mean, I don't care which way you slice it. He had a better sacrifice than the Old Testament. So when I read Hebrews 10 and 18, let's read that, because I want you to see. The Old Testament couldn't offer this, brothers and sisters. Once Christ did it, remember every year they had to go to the church building? I'm going to start saying that so people understand God created a better, a new and living way, and better than the way you had. Better than going up to the church building. Yeah, that's what he said. So in Hebrews 10 and 18, read that for me, Pastor, please.
Oh, in Hebrews 10 and 18 from the King James. Now were remission of their... Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Amen,
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. In other words, the bill is paid, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
See, because sin has been forgiven. So you have to accept that what Jesus did, God accepted. And then he says, when sin is forgiven, the bill is no longer owed. It's been paid.
Hallelujah.
In other words, there's no need for any more sacrifice. Why are you going up there anyway? That was the whole point. That was the temple. If you knew how the temple was erected, if for no other reason, remember it had the holiness of holiness? You had the veil. You had to go behind the curtain. The only one could go back there was the high priest. So when Jesus died, watch this. When Jesus died, the temple rented from top to bottom. Well, why you do that, Lord? Because I don't need it anymore. I don't even want sacrifice to take care of all the sins. Did y'all hear that? When Christ was crucified, listen, brothers and sisters, before he rose from the dead, the temple in Jerusalem, it rented from top to bottom. Explain that. Why? If you were going to keep on going there, why you tear it up? I got an answer. Because he didn't need it anymore. He had a new plan now. He have a new order now. He was going to write it in our heart and in our mind.
Hallelujah.
And it was going to become spiritual. So you don't need to go up there with no physical stuff anymore. Taking the blood. See, you got to know why they were worshiping. They was making sacrifices. That's why Christ, he ended the sacrifice. He did. I want to say many of the sacrifices. I was reading over there in Hebrews 9. I think it was 9 and 24, 25. We'll be down here in a minute. I need to run over there to 9, 24, and 25, Pastor. Need you run over there with me, Pastor.
Yeah.
Run over there with Hebrews 9. And what did I say, 24, 25?
Yeah.
Well, matter of fact, it was, we'll read through 20. Let me go in and find this right quick. Okay. Well, here, I'm going to start with the okay. Well, you can go to 22, won't you? But I won't go to 23. Because, see, it was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in heaven should be purified with these. But the heaven things themselves were better sacrificed than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figure of the truth, but into the heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Don't let that go to waste. Not yet that, nor yet that he should offer himself. Wait a minute, let me slow down. Excuse me. Nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. But then must he offer have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, he had appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, that accounts for the prominence of blood and death in all these secondary practices that point to the realities of heaven. It also accounts for why, when the real thing takes place, these animal sacrifices aren't needed anymore, having served their purpose. For Christ didn't enter the earthly version of the holy place. He entered the place itself and offered himself to God for our sins. He didn't do this every year as high priest did under the old plan with blood that was not their own. If that had been the case, he would have to sacrifice himself repeatedly throughout the course of history. But instead, he sacrificed himself once and for all, summed up all the other sacrifices in this sacrifice of himself, the final solution of sin. Everyone has to die once, then face the consequences. Christ's death was also a one-time event, but it was a sacrifice that took care of sin forever. And so when he next appears, the outcome for those eager to greet him is precisely salvation. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I want to say, you like to share anything on there, Pastor?
Yes, like it's saying right here, well, the last part of that I had read, it says, but instead he sacrificed himself once and for all. It says, summing up all the other sacrifices in this sacrifice of himself, the final solution of sin. So it's letting us know right there that he did it all. He did it all for us. He took care of the sin problem. We don't have a sin problem. And I like that one part where it says when he went into the holy place, it let us know that he entered the place itself. He was the one that went before God. He was that offering, that sin offering for us all. So we don't have to, as Pastor Sharon, as the word is bringing out, to be going to the temple, take a sacrifice. We don't have to do that now because Jesus paid it all. He did all that for us. At the end it says, and so he next appears. The outcome for those eager to greet him is salvation. Yes.
Hallelujah. Listen, brothers and sisters, I'm going to try to do a little bit more research, but I really want you to know what was going on in the Old Testament. This might share some light on why they were going to the temple, why they didn't need it anymore. They didn't need it when they was in the wilderness. They was out there 40 years. They didn't have no temple. Who told you
right.
that?
Right.
So
right.
don't think. So if Moses them can do without it, better tell me don't say it, Pastor, because I will say it.
Yeah. Go on and say it. Go on and let God use you.
Yeah. See, that 40 years out there, they didn't think about no building. All they were thinking about was God. Brother and sister, if you kind of remember when you first got saved, that's all was on your mind. It should have been anyway. It was about what God had done for you, how he delivered you. It was only when those people start whispering in your ear and telling you, oh, well, you know what? You need to be in the building. You need to do this, that, and the third. See, that's where the enemy clips in. That's where he takes it by force. The Bible says, moreover, see, Moses, what he did was sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat, on the tabernacle, with the vessel. I mean, he went and did all of that. Now, remember, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. So some blood had to be shed. But now here's the thing. Here's the thing. This was all a pattern. This was all to show what was going to happen when Christ comes.
Shadow.
All this stuff was a shadow. Thank you, Pastor. All this stuff was a shadow of what was going to happen once Christ got here. When Christ entered into the holy place, listen, brothers and sisters, he went into the holy of holiness. Into the actual holy place. The priest on earth just was doing the shadow thing. Christ did the real thing. Because see, what was going on in the earth was just a figure of the truth. But when Christ appeared before God with his blood and God examined him, he sat down and said, now you stay right here till I make your enemy become your footstool. You got death in your blood. Sickness is in your blood. It was right there. Christ had it all right there. He had conquered everything. And his blood was there to prove it in the holy of holiness. So when the day of judgment, and you have to stand before Christ, sit down right there. All you got to do is stand before him. And when you stand before him because you believe in Christ, and his ministry and what he's doing, he going to take a little blood and take care of it. That's powerful, brothers and sisters.
Yes, it is.
Everybody won't be able to make that because they're believing in Christ as the high priest, as the chief priest. They're not believing it. They still want to believe in the Moses kind of law.
Help us, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's what they want to do. That's why they're practicing that. See, it's all depending on what you practice. If you practicing going to the temple, then you practicing Moses' law. You just ignorant and don't know you have some blood. See, you can't use them both. Practice one or you're going to practice the other. Well, I'm here to serve notice on you. I'm practicing the blood of Christ, using the blood of Christ.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That was sufficient. Yeah. That was adequate.
Amen.
I don't know what your grandmama used, what your granddaddy, that don't matter to me. I know what I need today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, if nothing else, we'll see you all for the review on Sunday.